The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
In the last probably 3 weeks, I've seen a number of articles, editorials, news items on secular media and Christian sites talking about the dangers of QAnon. All right? I'm going to deal with that here in just a moment. I will. It's incredibly controversial, and again, this may anger some in my audience, and I can't help that. It's something that I need to discuss with you. But I have seen very little about the dangers of the left theologically, progressive theology, progressive theologians, far left liberal denominations. Now, again, I'm going to get to this. I believe that this whole QAnon thing is dangerous, and it's hurting many in the evangelical church. I do believe that, and I'll explain why. Don't get mad at me yet, all right? Let me explain, and then if you want to get mad at me, you can. That's your prerogative. But I'm seeing a lot of this from the secular media. QAnon. Evangelical Christians are going after this conspiracy and, you know, blah, 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 blah. All right, I do believe, again, that QAnon is causing some problems and it's dangerous, but not nearly as dangerous as the infiltration of progressive theology into our churches. The watering down of the gospel, the exaggeration of the meaning of grace, the omission of preaching and teaching on sin and the consequences of sin, the omission of the preaching and teaching of the penal aspect of the cross. Not only was the cross of Christ the greatest demonstration of love ever presented to the human race, it was also the greatest presentation of judgment. God's righteous anger being poured out on sin in the person of Jesus Christ, that is being omitted in so many churches today because it might offend someone. It might upset someone. We can't talk about sin. We can't use the S word in the pulpit. We've got to be inclusive. We got to get nickels and noses. Listen, the progressive theology is doing much more harm to the cause of Christ than QAnon ever did, but nobody's talking about that. So I want to make that clear. Now, QAnon. I realize that there are some in my audience who have gone after this QAnon thing and the conspiracies associated with it. Let me say this as lovingly and as compassionately as I possibly can, and let me just plead with you, BNLTD. Listen, think, discern. Here's the first problem I have with QAnon. Who is Q? Nobody knows. All kinds of theories. I read dozens of theories about who Q is. Maybe Q is a group of people. Maybe it's one person. But no one knows. Right now, if you are an LTD, that's got to really bother you. You are following the teaching, the predictions, or the prophecies of someone you have no idea who they are or who is really behind it? That should trouble you greatly. I mean, greatly. Think about what would happen if your children came to you with theories and so on and so forth, and you asked them, where are these coming from? I don't know. What would you tell your children? Nobody knows who Q is or who Q are. Nobody knows. Where did they come from? When did this begin? I don't know. That's number one. Number two, I do not know of a single prediction that has come to pass. Not one. Donald Trump was going to be inaugurated as president in, what was it? It was March, and then it was April, and then it was May, and Q and the conspiracy theorists. Well, okay, that didn't work. They said he was, you know, he was on, you remember he was on Air Force One, and instead of going to Florida, he was actually being sworn in as president. Remember that? Did that happen? No. All of the people at the Capitol building, they were all going to be arrested. Did that happen? No. All of the wild predictions, not one of them have come to pass, to my knowledge. Now, if I'm wrong, please tell me. I'm not being facetious. I'm being deadly serious. If you can tell me of any of the predictions made by Q and the whole QAnon thing that has actually come to pass, I want to hear it because I don't know of a single one. Now, here's the latest. Donald Trump is now going to become president in August. That's the latest one. How many times has this been changed? Well, he's actually going to be inaugurated the day that that Biden was. And then there was, well, that's not really Joe Biden. That was an actor. And that really didn't happen in Washington, D.C. That was on a Hollywood set out in California. And then there was the thing about all of these people that were supposed to be dead. Well, they've been in hiding. And they were all going to be revealed. That happened, what, 2 months ago? All of these famous people that were supposed to be dead weren't dead. And they're going to be revealed. Did that happen? No. Nope. And are there bad people in the U.S. government? Yes. Are there people behind the scenes that are probably evil? Yeah, probably. I don't doubt that at all. But I beg you, I plead with you, look at the predictions that have been made. Realistically, and be honest, and be objective. And I think the worst thing of all, Donald Trump is going to come back to Washington to be president and will save us all. I was a supporter of Donald Trump. I wish he was president right now rather than the president we have. I really do wish that. But I saw someone on Facebook who was in the QAnon thing. I think it was last week. Posted, Donald Trump is going to come back to Washington. And this is verbatim. This is an exact quote. And save us all. And my heart just broke. No, Donald Trump is not going to save us all. And neither is any other human being. The whole QAnon thing is antithetical to Scripture. It is. And there is just probably enough truth to keep people hooked. So let me just conclude by saying, I think the far greater threat is progressive theology, the liberals, the compromise of the gospel, the softening of the gospel. I think that is a far greater threat. I think this QAnon thing is very small. But I do believe it's also dangerous. And I plead with you, be an LTD. Be an LTD, please. Our future is in the hands of a sovereign God, not any politician.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right. Did you know that there were jet airplanes and SUVs cruising the Earth 13,000 years ago? Did you know that? No, I didn't know that either. But get this. Let me, just so you know, I'm not making this up. Let me quote. A study published in Nature. Now, Nature is one of the most respected nature scientific journals in America. This is the creme de la creme of natural science and so forth. Okay. A study published in Nature is suggesting that climate change was at least partly responsible for the deaths of dozens of people found in an ancient burial ground in the Nile Valley. Yes! Climate change! Mm-hmm. The study, which looked again at the well-known Jebel Shahaba Cemetery site in the Nile Valley, which dates to the Pleistocene period, concluded many of those found buried died of injuries. You say, well, what does that have to do with climate change? I asked the same question, but what do I know? Well, quote, territorial and environmental pressures triggered by climate changes are most probably responsible for these frequent conflicts between what appears to be culturally distinct Nile Valley semi-sedentary hunter-fisher-gatherer groups, the study said. And then it goes on, cemetery holds remains, 61 people, was excavated, blah, 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 blah. New data supporting sporadic and recurrent episodes of interpersonal violence probably triggered by major climatic and environmental changes. Okay, now, numero uno. The report that I have read, and again, I'm not a scientist. Don't pretend to be one. But from my completely layman's perspective, they don't give any evidence whatsoever as to how they come to the conclusion these people were fighting each other and killing each other because of, quote, major climatic and environmental changes. They found stab wounds. They found marks on the skeletons, on the bones of sharp instruments, indicating that they were killed in conflict, in war, in battle with each other. Okay, where do you get the climatic and environmental changes? They don't say. That's just the conclusion. Again, quoting, now scientists have discovered new evidence that the people buried at Jabal Shahaba survived several violent assaults throughout their lives, lending credence to the idea that these hunter-fisher-gatherers battled other groups as natural resources dwindled amid a drastically changing climate. Again, any evidence for that? No, speculation. Again, quoting, but a drastic change in temperature put unbearable pressure on the animals, fish, and plants they and other groups relied on, leading to inevitable conflict in the fight for survival, the report said. Okay, let's presume for a minute that their conclusions are correct. This tribal conflict, these wars, these battles that caused all these people to kill each other was because of dramatic climate and environmental changes. What caused that? Were there coal-burning power plants? No. Carbon-spewing cars and SUVs? No. Carbon-emitting jet airplanes flying all through the atmosphere? No. So what is the only reasonable conclusion? As a non-scientist, what is the only reasonable conclusion? Environmental changes and climate changes are natural. They happen. There is no way they could prove that this was man-made 13,000 years ago, they're saying. And yet they are absolutely convinced that there were dramatic and fairly sudden environmental and climate changes. The only reasonable conclusion is the environment changes. Climate changes. It gets warmer, it gets colder. It gets colder, it gets warmer. Anybody point that out in this study? And no. Just 13,000-year-old SUVs.